Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani. My name is Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Erev in Daf Chaf Aleph. So the three topics are going to focus on number one, a brice on Daf Chaf Amabe states, the Pasi Beroz only permits animals of the Oy Regalim to drink from a well. A person, however, Metapis Va'ola Metapis V'yored, must climb up and climb down into the well to drink there, as he's not permitted to carry the water within the enclosure of the Pasim. The Gemara asks that if Pasi Beroz only permits animals to drink from a well, so why was it said in the name of Shmuel that Pasi Beroz only permits drawing water, leber maim chaim, from a well of spring water? If the Pasim are only for animals, what difference does it make if the water comes from a well of running water or of collected water? So the Gemara answers, be'inin midi dechazi la'adam, we need something that's fit for human consumption. Rashi explains that since it's by virtue of the water that the boards become valid mechitzos, we need maim chashuvim, we need superior water, meaning water which is fit for human consumption. Point number two, Rav Chisda said in the name of Mari Mar Bar about the pasuk, l'chol tichla re'isi keitz, rochava mitzvas chama'ot, to every goal I've seen a limit, but your commandment, meaning the Torah, is exceedingly broad, that the concept of the vastness of the Torah was mentioned by David HaMelech, Iyov, and Yechezkel, but they didn't define it. It was only Zechariah ben Ido who defined it. Zechariah had a vision of a folded scroll that was 20 amos long, with a width of 10 amos. It was written on both sides, so when unfolded, it would be 40 amos by 20 amos, which is 800 square amos. A pasuk from Yeshayah indicates that the entire universe is only a zeres, which is one quarter of a divine amma, which means that the Torah is 3,200 times greater than the size of the universe. And point number three, to illustrate the importance of rabbinic law, the Gemara brings an incident when Rabbi Akiva was old and in prison, and Rabbi Shulman Garsi would bring him water daily. One day, half the water was spilled out by the guard, and Rabbi Akiva used the remaining water to wash his hands before eating instead of drinking it. When asked why he did so, Rabbi Akiva answered that it's better that I cause my own death caused by not drinking enough than I transgress a drabbanon, which carries the death penalty. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that when Shlomo HaMelech established the laws of Erev in Netilas Yadayim, a baskor proclaimed, B'ni imchachem vibecha yismach libi gam ani. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart shall rejoice too. So once again, the three topics are number one, a braisa on Daf Chaf Amabe states that Pasi Beroz only permits animals of the Oy Regalim to drink from a well. A person, however, metapas v'olam metapas v'yored, he must climb up and climb down into the well to drink there, as he's not permitted to carry the water within the enclosure of the pasim. The Gemara asks that if the Pasi Beroz only permits animals to drink from a well, why was it said in the name of Shmuel that Pasi Beroz only permits drinking water, leber maim chaim, from a well of spring water? If the pasim are only for animals, what difference does it make if the water comes from a well of running water or of collected water? The Gemara answers, "Be'inim mini dochazi la'adam." We need something that is fit for human consumption. Rashi explains that since it's by virtue of the water that the boards become valid mechitzos, we need maim chashuvim, superior water, meaning water which is fit for human consumption. Point number two, Rav Chisda said in the name of Mari Bar Mar about the pasuk, "L'chol tichla re'isi keitz, rochava mitzvas chama'od." To every goal I have seen a limit, but your commandment, meaning the Torah, is exceedingly broad, that the concept of the vastness of the Torah was mentioned by David HaMelech, Iyov, and Yechezkel, but they didn't define it. It was only Zechariah who defined it. Zechariah had a vision of a folded scroll that was 20 amos long with a width of 10 amos. It was written on both sides, so when unfolded, it would be 40 amos by 20 amos, which is 800 square amos. A pasuk from Yeshayah indicates that the entire universe is only a zeres, which is one quarter of a divine amma, which means that the Torah is 3,200 times greater than the size of the universe. And point number three, to illustrate the importance of rabbinic law, the Gemara brings an incident when Rabbi Akiva was old and in prison, and Rabbi Shulman Garsi would bring him water daily. One day, half the water was spilled out by the guard, and Rabbi Akiva used the remaining water to wash his hands before eating instead of drinking it. When asked why he did so, Rabbi Akiva answered that it's better that I cause my own death caused by not drinking enough than I transgress a derabanan, which carries the death penalty. Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel, that when Shlomo HaMelech established the laws of Erev and Netilas Yadayim, Abbas Kol proclaimed, B'ni imchachem libecho yismach libi gamani. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart shall rejoice too. All right, so now we go to a Simfer Chafalv, and the Simfer Chafalv is a car, but we use a car that's pronounced ka by Bostonians, people from Boston. So here goes. When the Bachrim piled out of their rental ka to climb down a well of spring water and take a drink, they noticed a massive 40-amma scroll on a billboard that read, "Better to wash your hands than quench your thirst." So once again, in slow motion. When the Bachrim piled out of the rental car, that must mean we're Daf Chaf Aleph. When the Bachrim piled out of the rental car to climb down a well of spring water and take a drink, which reminds us that the Pasuk Baruch only permits animals of the Ohel Regalim to drink, but people need to climb down the well. The reason spring water is required is that it's by virtue of the water that the boards become valid mechitzos, and therefore we need Mayim Chashuvim, superior water, which is water which is fit for human consumption. So when the Bachrim piled out of the rental car to climb down a well of spring water and take a drink, they notice a massive 40 amma scroll on a billboard, which reminds Zechariah to find the vastness of Torah in a vision of a massive scroll which was 800 square amos, which indicated the Torah is 3,200 times greater than the size of the universe. So when the Bachrim piled out of the rental car to climb down a well of spring water and take a drink, they notice a massive 40 amma scroll on a billboard that read, "Better to wash your hands than quench your thirst." Which reminds me of the incident when Rabbi Akiva was in prison and the day when some of the water brought to him by Rabbi Shimon ben Garsi was spilled out by the guard, and Rabbi Akiva used the remaining water to wash his hands instead of for drink. And Rabbi Akiva explained that it's better to cause his own death by not drinking than transgress the Rabbanan, which carries the death penalty. So once again, when the Bachrim piled out of the rental car to climb down a well of spring water and take a drink, they noticed a massive 40 amma scroll on a billboard that read, "Better to wash your hands than quench your thirst." All right, now it's time for four blah back chazora. Daf Yud Zayin. So the symbol Yud Zayin is a used car, and we're using a used car salesman. So here goes. For the first time in his life, the used car salesman felt wanted. Used car salesman? That must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. For the first time in his life, the used car salesman felt wanted when he was welcomed by two guys in a roped-off enclosure who needed help bearing a soldier who suddenly died. Which reminds us, there's a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yitzchak regarding the status of an inferior enclosure when the number of occupants changes during Shabbos, such as in the case of Shlosha Umeis Echomehen, three people occupied the enclosure and then one died, or Shnaim Mitosu Elen, two people occupied an enclosure of more than two Beisal, which is forbidden to them, and then one person joined them. One holds Shabbos Goremes. Shabbos causes the validity or the invalidity of the partition, meaning that the status remains the same as it was at the start of Shabbos. The other one holds that Diyorin Gormin, the current number of residents, causes the validity or the invalidity of the partition. The Gemara concludes that it is Rav Huna who holds that Shabbos Goremes, based on a case where two Chatzeros were joined in an Erev via their entrance and the entrance became sealed on Shabbos, and a case where they were joined through a window and the window became sealed on Shabbos, about which Rav Huna ruled Shabbos Hoyel V'Hutra Hutra. Once carrying on Shabbos was permitted, it remains permitted. So for the first time in his life, the used car salesman felt wanted when he was welcomed by two guys in a roped-off enclosure who needed help bearing a soldier who suddenly died. Which reminds us, it was stated in a brace that the Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema ruled regarding soldiers, Makom she'naragim sham nikbarim, in the place that they are killed, they're buried. The Gemara asks why it's necessary to teach this, since it's obvious given that there are mace mitzvah, and mace mitzvah kona makomo. An unattended corpse acquires the site where he dies. And the Gemara answers that the fallen soldier acquires the site where he dies, even if he has relatives to attend to his burial. The Gemara brings a bright to the ask, Ezehu mace mitzvah, which dead person qualifies as a mace mitzvah, that anyone present is obligated to bury him. The Gemara answers, Kol she'ein lo kofrim, whoever has no barriers, meaning any relatives to attend to his burial needs. Korav Echerim onim oso ein zeh mace mitzvah. If he would call for help, and the heirs would answer to attend to the burial, he's not considered a mace mitzvah. So for the first time in his life, the used car salesman felt wanted when he was welcomed by two guys in a roped-off enclosure who needed help, bearing a soldier who suddenly died after blinding himself with salt from his unwashed hands. Which reminds the Mishnah say that soldiers are exempt from the obligation of washing their hands before a meal. Abai said, Loshanu el mayim rishonim. The Mishnah only taught they're exempt from washing before the meal. Av amayim achronim chova. However, the washing after the meal is obligatory, even for soldiers. Rav Chiya Barashi said the reason the Mayim Achronim is a chiyuv is b'nei shemelch sedom is yesh shemesames einayim, because there's a salt from stone that blinds the eyes. Washing ensures that one doesn't have any salt on his fingers from the food that he ate that could possibly harm him. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, asked Rav Ashi if the law of Mayim Achronim also applies to one who measures salt, or is it only pertinent to eating a meal? And Rav Ashi answered that it's no question that one who measures salt should also wash his hands. Daf Yud Ches. So the symbol for Yud Ches is a chuppah. Here goes. The chuppah, that must be more in Daf Yud Ches. The chuppah built on a platform over the public water hole surrounded by double posts, which reminds us, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the opening mission of the second parak taught, Osim Pasim L'Biros, we may erect boards for wells to permit drawing from them on Shabbos. Wells are Rishus Yachid, and therefore one cannot draw water from them into Rishus Rabim. However, the Rabbanan enacted a unique leniency that would permit people who are traveling up to Yerushalayim for the Regalim to draw water from wells on Shabbos. By erecting boards around a well, the area within the boards are to be considered Rishus Yachid, thereby allowing one to draw water into it. The Gemara initially suggests that the Mishnah, which specifies the leniency to be applied to wells, does not go according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that pasim can also be used for boros harabim, public water holes, but not for boro yachid, not for individual water holes. The Gemara concludes that the Mishnah also permits pasim around boros harabim. However, the Mishnah only wanted to teach the case of wells because ber maim chaim de psikale. The law for the case of a well, which is spring water, is clear-cut, meaning it makes no difference whether the well is public or private. The Mishnah didn't want to teach the law of boros, which differs between public and private ones, since in the case of a public water hole, people remind each other not to carry if it dries up, whereas an individual might not remember. So the chuppah built on a platform over the public water hole, surrounded by double posts, featured the two faces of the chasen and kala embroidered on it. Which reminds us, when the Mishnah says we may erect boards for wells to permit drawing water from them on Shabbos, it says to use diyumdim. The Gemara asks, what are diyumdim? And the Rebbe Yirmiyah ben Elazar says, diyumdim means double post. The prefix dio means two, and it's attached to the word amud, which means post. He also teaches, dio partsu panim hayolo Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was created with two faces. As it says in the Pasuk, achor v'kedem sartani, from the back and front you have formed me. The Gemara continues with the Melchokas regarding the creation of a Chava, which we learned in Brachas Daf Samach Aleph. So the Chuppah built on a platform over the public water hole surrounded by double posts, featured the two faces of the Chasen and Kala embroidered on it, along with Psukim that partially praised them. Which reminds us, six of eight teachings of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar are taught on this Daf. Among them is, Miksa Shivcho Shel Adam Oymin Bafanav, part of a person's praise one may mention in his presence, V'kulo Shelo Bafanav, but all of it only in his absence. This is learned from the Parsha of Noach, where Kodesh Baruch Hu praised Noach partially when he spoke to him directly, as it says, Ki oscha re'isit tzadik ofane b'dor hazeh, for as you I have seen to be righteous before me in this generation, whereas in Noach's absence he said, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dor hasav. Noach was a righteous man, perfect in his generation. Daf Yud Tes. So the symbol Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The evildoers on the yacht. Yacht? That must mean we're on Daf Yud Tes. The evildoers on the yacht to Gehenna proclaimed Hashem's perfect justice, which reminds Rabbi Yishuv and Levi taught from the pasuk Gam Brachas Yat Temora. Also, they cloaked their judge with brachas, Shemad Stikin Olam as a din, that they, those in Gehenna, pronounce the righteousness of the judgment against them. But Omri Mafanav, and they say before him, Rabbonu Shalom, Yafa Danta, Yafa Zechisa, Yafa Chiyavta, and they say before him, Master of the Universe, you have judged properly, you have acquitted the innocent properly, you have convicted the guilty properly, V'yafa Dikanta Gehenim L'Rushayim, Gan Eden and Tzadikim, and you have properly prepared Gehenim for the evildoers and Gan Eden for the righteous. So the evildoers on the yacht to Gehenim proclaimed Hashem's perfect justice, unaware that the Jewish passengers brought fire-resistant clothing, which reminds us, Reish Lakish states, Poshi Yisrael Ein Or Gehenim Shalatiz Behem. The fire of Gehenna has no power over Jewish sinners. So the Gemara asks on this from the drush of Yeshua ben Levi on the Pasuk, Ovri Be'ema Kabacha, those who pass through the Valley of Weeping, which explains to mean that those who transgress are sentenced to the depths of Gehenna, where they weep, which implies that Poshi Yisrael are indeed subject to Gehenna. So the Gemara answers that they are condemned to be in Gehenna for a short time, Masi Avram Avinu, Masikuhu Makabuhu, and Avram Avinu then comes and brings them up out of Gehenna and receives them. The Gemara adds that this applies to every Jew, Bar Mitzvah, Shabbat, Bas, Ovid, Kochavim, except for a Jew who had relations with the daughter of my daughter because she draws his foreskin over his circumcision, and Avram Avinu does not recognize him. So the evildoers on the yacht to Gehenna proclaimed Hashem's perfect justice, unaware that the Jewish passengers brought fire-resistant clothing, which they kept on a round rock that served as a double post. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that Rabbi Shimon Elazar said that if there was a square rock in place of the double posts, we view it that if the rock were to be split, it would have an amma on one side and an amma on the other side in the shape of a right angle, nido mishum diyumud. It is treated as a double post. If there were less than an amma on each side, it's not treated as a double post. Rabbi Shmuel Benosh of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said that if there was an even agula, a round rock there in place of the double post, we view the rock that if it were to be hewn into a square shape and then split to form a right angle, and each side was an amma, then it is viewed as a double post. The Gemara explains the Malchukas that Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds, Chad Roin Amrina, Trey Roin Lomrina. We may view one change in the rock to make it acceptable as a double post, but we may not view two changes to make it acceptable. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel holds, Trey Roin Nami Amrina. We may view even two changes. Daf Chaf. So the symbol for Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The patrons at the courtyard cafe, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf. The patrons at the courtyard cafe that extended into the well area enclosed by the double post, which reminds us, Abai asked Rava, Chatzer Shiroshin Nignas Lebena Pasim, if the end of the chatzer extends into the well area enclosed by the double post, what's the law in regard to carrying from within the chatzer into the area enclosed by the post and from the area in between the post to the chatzer? Since the chatzer is owned by residents and the well area is designated for the use of the people traveling for the regal, carrying from one area to the other is perhaps the same as carrying between one person's property and another person's property, which is forbidden without making an Erev Chatzeros. So Rabbi answered that it's mutter. And Rashi explains that since the pilgrims do not actually reside within the well enclosure, the area is not considered to be owned by them, and therefore carrying into it or from it is not considered as carrying from one's property into someone else's property. So the patrons of the courtyard cafe that extend into the well area enclosed by the double post were fascinated by the vanishing and reappearing water, which reminds us of Bayas Rabbah, Yavshimayim b'Shabbos Mahu. What's the law of the well dried up on Shabbos in terms of permitting one to carry within the post? Rabbi answered, Klum nasis mechitza el b'shamayim. Were the post given the status as mechitza for any other reason than to allow the travelers to draw water? Mayim ein kan, mechitza ein kan. Since the water's not here, the mechitza's not here to permit carrying in the area. Rabbi asked what the law would be if the water dried up on Shabbos and then returned on the same Shabbos. Abai answered that there's no question that it's mutter. The havli mechitza hasui b'Shabbos. It's a case of mechitza made on Shabbos, and any mechitza made on Shabbos, ben shogeg, ben meizim, ben be'onus, ben meratzon, shma mechitza, is regarded as a valid partition. So the patrons of the courtyard cafe that extend into the well area enclosed by the double post were fascinated by the vanishing and reappearing water, while the guy holding his camel to give it a drink found it quite frustrating. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin on Bay stated that it's mutter to bring the pasim closer to the well if there's enough space within the pasim for a cow to stand with its head and most of its body inside the enclosure and drink. The Gemara asks that if one held the animal, may the animal be given to drink even when most of its body is not in the enclosed area? The Gemara pretends to bring a proof that it is not allowed from a braisa that it only allows holding a camel and stuffing food into its mouth when Rosh Varuba Mebefim, its head and most of its body is within the enclosure. This seems to be a clear-cut proof that is forbidden. But the Gemara rejects this proof because the braisa was referring to a camel which has a long neck, and it can easily pull its head out of Rosh's Rabim unless the majority of its body is within the enclosure. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions of Sechus, Brachos, and Shabbos. Number 1, which stuff do we learn? The reason the well water has to be from a bare Mayim Chaim, even though it's just for animals, is that we need Mayim Cheshuvim to make mechitzos. That's on Duff. Chafav. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we learn that the fire of Gehenim has no power over Yidden? That's on Duff. Your test. Good. Number 3, which stuff do we learn about the incident with Rabbi Akiva who used the water for Netilas Yadayim instead of drinking? That's on Duff. Chaf Aleph. Good. Number 4, which stuff do we learn that the leniency of Pasim Biros can also be used for Boros HaRabim, public water holes? That's on Duff. Yud Ches. Good. Number 5, which stuff do we learn that the Chatzer that enters the enclosure of a well area does not need Erev Chatzeros? That's on Duff. Chaf. Good. Number 6, which stuff do we learn that Diyumdim means double post and that Adam Arishon had Dio Partsufim, two faces? That's on Duff. Yud Ches. Good. Number 7, which stuff do we learn that soldiers are buried where they are killed and also the definition of a Mace Mitzvah? That's on Duff. Yid Zayin. Good. Number 8, which stuff do we learn that the Rishayim Gehenim declare that Hashem's judgment is perfectly just? That's on Duff. Yud Tes. Good. Number 9, which stuff do we learn that Mayim Achronim is a Chova because of Melech Sodomis? That's on Duff. Yid Zayin. Good. And number 10, which stuff do we learn about Zechariah's vision, which indicated that the Torah is 3,200 times greater or more vast than the entire universe? That's on Duff. Chafalv. Excellent. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which stuff do we learn that the importance of washing before Shachris? That's on Duff. Tezvav and Brachos. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we learn about the historical background of Netilas Yadayim? That's on Duff. Yadalan and Shabbos. Good. And number 3, which stuff do we learn that a hand is considered dal dfachim? That's on Duff. Hey and Shabbos. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.